Our monthly visit from our favorite.
This program does not necessarily reflect the views of Joy 1250.
Pay that I cannot keep, because of all the bad choices and mysterious voices that blind me, blind me, blind me. I see good days and bad days come and go, blistering summers and 5 feet of snow. I believe in redemption and a hope that proceeds all the confusion, the misery breeds.
You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show on Joy 1250.
Holy cow, what a show today, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Hopefully you're enjoying this beautiful, sunny summer weather. Enjoy it, because we might only get, 8 weeks of it? Maybe. Maybe. Coming up, our monthly visit from our favorite Hollywood correspondent, Carrie Pomeroli, who is in New York, I believe, today.
Yay! It's Gay Pride Week in New York.
Is it there, too?
Hey, I'm broadcasting live from New York City, Drew.
Wow. And
all the rainbows are flying, and all the parade is tomorrow.
Yeah, are you now, would you go to the parade? Because you're a Jesus girl.
Well,
do you think Jesus people should go to the parade?
You know what's really funny is that I'm doing a show in the middle of Times Square tomorrow, so the parade's going to be passing right by me.
Right.
And this is actually a really moral dilemma that I'm struggling with right now. My good friend, Chris French, who we used to call Christ French in college because he took me to all the campus crusade meetings, and he was this on-fire Christian who everybody kind of laughed at college. We were like, what's his deal? And then I was so excited because I emailed him because he's in New York, and I said, I'm in ministry now, and I'm a Jesus girl and all this stuff, because I wasn't in college. I was a, you know, beta fraternity girl. And then that's where I did my evangelizing. And then he says to me, he goes, and I have great news. I'm gay now. And I was like, huh, what? He's like, yeah, I'm gay now. I'm in the gay pride. I made a float. And I'm like, are you kidding? And so now he wants to have lunch with me today.
Wow.
And brag to me about his new lifestyle. And I'm like, we just swapped roles. I mean, I wasn't gay in college, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a weird one.
He's hitting on all the men that I used to hit on. And I'm like, he's the one that brought me to my first campus crusade meeting. What do I say to him? I'm serious. Drew, I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I don't know. It's really, and he's got a float, and he's so excited. And you know, that's the drama that we face in Hollywood all the time, because I actually do comedy at this gay bar in Hollywood, and all these Christians are like, I can't believe you're at the bar. And you know what I always tell them? I'm like, I'm not on the bar, I'm at the bar.
Yeah, there's a big difference there. Big difference.
Totally different.
We're not talking any Coyote Ugly stuff going on, right?
Well, no, that was college.
Hey, keep your phone to your lips, will you? You're all over the place. I can hear you, then I can't hear you. It's like driving through McDonald's here.
I'm in New York. New York, so it's probably bad. But Drew, I think it's a really good thing that you're talking about on your show, because Christians, it's like, we don't want to admit that anyone's gay, like ever, because we don't know how to deal with it.
It's
really hard, and the pastors don't want to preach about it.
Yeah, you know what they teach?
What are they going to say?
There's a class in Bible college they teach. It's actually called la 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 la. You know, you shove your fingers in your ears.
Is it called I Can't Hear You?
Yeah, I can't hear you.
Well, I will let you know what happens, but I think it's going to be a really interesting day, and I just think that we Christians have to be educated about how to answer those tough questions. But I know it's supposed to be funny right now, and there's nothing funny about my gay friend Chris, except maybe what I'll be wearing today.
Yeah, except for the fact that maybe you might have some input into the design of the float, or is it already made, I guess, isn't it?
I don't even know. It's so funny. I saw a Broadway show last night, and they had actually infiltrated some of the lines in the show to represent Gay Pride Week, and the audience went wild, and me and Ron were like, praise God, you know.
Hey, speaking of Ron, what's going on with Ron's show these days?
Whoever's been praying in Canada, I keep going, because his TV show that he taped last week, it's going to be called The Sting, his hidden camera TV show with the producers of Jamie Kennedy Experiment. It went so well, but this is such a testimony to God. It went so well that the executive producer from CBS called in Ron after the shoot, and he said, I got my eye on you. I want to have a meeting with you, and I want to talk to you about working with me on more projects.
Wow.
And, I mean, that just doesn't happen. And this guy's not a Christian. And he said, I like
you. You mean your husband's not a Christian? Who's not?
No, yeah, well, my husband is a Christian.
Okay,
so he says,
just checking.
because he told me.
Yeah.
But this guy, it's amazing because this guy is a big wig at CBS, and we've been praying for Ron to have favor and just whatever happened. So they had a meeting, and this guy said that he wants to work with Ron on future movies and television as a writer. And so it's just amazing that I really feel like us in Hollywood, we're infiltrating. We're like, I don't know, whatever war movie, and we're in camouflage, and, you know, we're infiltrating Hollywood, but we have to wear sequins.
Okay, so hold on. So Ron is becoming a bigger star than you. Why do I have you on the show then?
Seriously, because he's eating spam right now.
Is he?
How's your spam? Where's this hello? It's spam light.
Right.
He's
so
dieting.
Was he inspired after seeing spam a lot, maybe in New York? Was he?
It's very cultural of you, Drew. He actually knew the term spam a lot. I don't know. My Hotel DonnaEast.com, my comic friend who's producing our comedy show, has been cooking us breakfast every day in New York.
Well, isn't that
really
nice?
Excited.
That's nice.
And we went to Little Italy, and you guys, anybody from Canada, come to New York and come to Donna's house, and she'll totally be.
Really? Okay.
But,
maybe
could we just
tell the address? Could we say the address and the phone number of it?
15183rd Street.
Hey, have you gone to the Mac building, the new Mac Apple building, the glass atrium? Have you seen that building yet?
Oh, no. Should I go today and then I can report back to you?
Oh, please
do. What do you want me to do in New York? I'll go to the Mac building. Okay.
I would like you to press a ham against the atrium in the Mac building there.
We can't afford ham. We have spam.
Oh, that's right.
Well, and I'm having dinner with my Jewish ex-boyfriend and his new wife who's expecting twins, and I'm going to bring him a Bible because he always says he only wants part one, but we're very healthy like that in America, all our exes.
All right, so
when we were 14.
Have there been any star sightings? I always want to know about star sightings.
Oh, gosh.
The last time you told me twice about Kirk stinking Cameron, and I don't care about him anymore.
Kirk Cameron.
I know, but time to take the poster down, Carrie.
To take the post. Why are we not big enough stars here? It has to be always about someone else. Well, our friend was doing comedy, and Chris Rock showed up, and our friend, you know, Chris Rock, the comedian, and our friend had to follow him at the comedy club. And how do you follow Chris Rock? Like, you just go, good night, and thank you. Oh, we saw the cast of Entourage. You know the HBO television show?
Yeah, no.
No? Oh, it's a really good show.
Yeah.
And yeah, my friend's like, you saw Donna East. And Dane Cook, who's a really funny comedian. We were just talking about him. We were with Rebecca St. James and Jeremy Camp, who are Christians, and I don't think you care about them.
No. But why would you say that? Why would you even say that?
Because I was at GMA, and you're like, I cut out early. I'm like, oh, okay.
Hold on.
I Rebecca's intro. I know you care, Drew. Canada, Drew cares, okay?
Listen, I care about Rebecca St. James for a couple of reasons. Number one, she's drop-dead gorgeous.
She's so pretty. Number
two, she's Australian. And number three, when her and I had a great conversation at some banquet down in Nashville, and she's one of those people that looks into your eyes as opposed to over the shoulder to see who else is more important.
I know, but Drew, I think Rebecca's mad at me because I was introing her and I forgot to say the 2-for-1 CD deal. And I think her manager... I just introed her. I do suck. I did this festival and God showed up because... We did the comedy show 2 nights ago, and we were with, like, Casting Crowns and Jeremy Camp and Newsboys. Did you know that Newsboys flip upside down when they do a con? Their drummer is hooked up to this thing, and he flips upside down in the air.
Wow.
On Sunset. Have you ever seen that?
Well, I'd like to see Peter Furler in a toupee flipped upside down. That would be a good thing.
Well, we just did it, and I'll tell you what happened two nights ago. We were in Ohio. We're doing a festival.
Yeah.
It's 1 o'clock in the morning. We're in a tent. Tornado warning hits Ohio. Everybody's in the tent. We have to keep doing comedy because we're strong.
Oh, hold on. Is a tent the best place to be in a tornado?
No, but they're paying us, so we're like, we're coming. So, Drew, have you ever done a show, radio, and then there's thunder after every one of your jokes? It looks like the Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston.
Nice.
I was like, I walked into the house, and like, ta-da, and the tent started shaking, and then the MC comes up, and he goes, don't hold the microphone. So I gave this microphone to this little 12-year-old, and I'm like, if you get electrocuted... So I brought him up on stage, and he held my mic for me because I was scared.
Oh, man.
So we did the whole show, and it was shaking. The tent was literally, it was like a plague from God. I was like, what did I do to deserve this?
That's hilarious.
And he's like, you married Ron McGee. I'm like, I know, I'm sorry.
Oh, man. So, listen, if Ron, while he's eating any of the spam right now, if he happens to drop a little bit on his arm or on his hand, will he think it's leprosy? That's the question I want to know.
Oh, stop. You know what? Don't bring up my leprosy on air, Drew.
Oh.
That was 3 weeks ago.
That is still one of the funniest stories I think I've ever heard. All right, we've got to wrap this up, and I want you to tell us anything you want to tell us right now before we get on to our real guest.
My husband and I, because we have an audition for hosting a TV show about designing of houses, and we know nothing.
So, hold on. Carrie, is there not enough flipping shows out there about designing houses these days?
True. There's not enough flipping shows with the Korean-Irish guy and the Italian girl who need to pay rent. Okay?
Right.
So we want to be on TV for Jesus and for us.
I was going to say, usually these hosts are in packages of three, and if you need a third one, and if you're talking about designing homes, like, straight people suck at designing homes, do they not?
I know. And Ron is nowhere near gay because he has black socks and sandals, so it's not going to work.
That is a bad look. Oh, man.
It's not biblical at all, but that's why I'm so glad we had that fire and all of his clothes got burned.
Yeah.
But it was from the Lord. But no, so you can pray for us because Tuesday we're going to audition for a TV show. And we're going to be in New York doing a charity event to help the homeless people in New York. And that's what we're doing tomorrow during Gay Pride.
Good stuff.
And Brittany's still pregnant.
Oh, yes, the trucker babe, right? Yeah, I know her.
Call her a trucker, dude. That's so rude.
Yeah, so says your mama. Your mama got stuck into you about that one. So, hey, Carrie Pomeroli. She is our regular Hollywood correspondent here on The Drew Marshall Show. CarriePalm.com, that's where you want to go. Thanks, Carrie.
Thank you. I'm going to the Max building for you, Drew.
See you, baby.